Om Shanti. A divine sister or a brother who gave us the spiritual knowledge and the first step in the journey, in this spiritual journey, the first step, the first lesson we were taught was who am I? So it's a big shift. What I was and what I am. I was body conscious, having ego. Any little thing could hurt me. You know, we all have, when in the body consciousness, we play this game of ego and lack of self-esteem, lack of self-respect. It's a big fluctuation between the ego and lack of self-respect. When I have ego, I am, with so many labels, with so many what I thought I was, what others thought of me that I was, what my parents thought about me, whatever, hundreds of information about myself. And when I have this ego, I feel very easily insulted. I feel very easily disrespected. I feel very easily I'm ignored, not paid attention. We become more sensitive. Too much thinking. And from this ego state of ego, we begin to compare, my inner being begins to compare with other people. You know, when this ego is in my feelings, I begin to compare with others, then I feel I'm right, I'm the best, I know everything, I am the only one. But when I go to another level of consciousness, that is lack of self-respect, then I feel, again I compare with others, then I start to feel that you are right, you know everything, you are the best, I'm good for nothing. Maybe I'm not so very good, maybe I cannot do this. Then I begin to feel hopeless. I begin to feel very sad. Maybe you have a reason, maybe you don't have a reason. Or maybe any little thing can make you sad. You know that deep, deep sad within the self? In psychology it is called as depression. You see? Depression. And maybe we don't know why we are sad. So this sadness, because I don't respect myself. So we begin to, you know, the consciousness begin to fluctuate between the ego and the lack of self-respect. And then this is how we were. This is what I am before coming to Baba. Feeling too proud, feeling too sad. Today I am happy, tomorrow I'm crying. But when I came to Baba, the first thing Baba taught me to detach. And it's a big shift from what I thought I was. Then Baba taught me what really I am. It's like too high there and too low there. But then Baba taught, you are not at all this physical body. So it's a detachment. It's an absolute shift from what I thought to what I am in my real sense. The most important is what I think about myself, what I feel about myself, what I am in my real sense. And this sense of detachment is the beginning of our spiritual journey. And that is what Baba says is meditation. Unless and until I don't detach from all the information I know about myself, in terms of my old sanskaras, in terms of my nature, in terms of what I thought I am, what I think I am, what others think I am, all blah blah blah, and I come to myself a pure peaceful point of light, then that's the beginning of spirituality. That's the beginning of our spiritual journey. Many a times we sit in meditation and we are not able to detach from even my old sanskaras, my nature. All that is the stuff what is there within myself. And because I'm not really able to detach, I'm not able to connect with myself. The fundamental, preliminary, basic thing in spiritual journey is to establish the connection with yourself, with myself, that to the core of myself, the deep, deep connection with what I am. And then the connection is established with Baba. This is how Baba's explained the meditation is. Consider yourself as you are. Stabilize in that consciousness as you are, what you are. And then connection with Baba becomes so natural. I don't have to really make an effort. Speak to my mind, a commentary, I'm a soul, I'm flying beyond the sun and stars and sky, I'm going. I'm not going anywhere, I'm right here. Because that little detachment automatically takes me above all the limitations. Once I'm above this cross consciousness and all the tags and labels that I've attached to myself, and I forget totally about that, then the flight takes place. I begin to fly naturally. Just by repeating the commentary inside my mind, I'm nowhere. I'm not going anywhere. Well, it's still good because I have some nice thoughts. But merely thinking is not the meditation or the spiritual purpose. It's to get into that experience, that feeling, and to be that. And once I be that, rest all other things are naturally forgotten. I don't have to make an effort to forget the world, the body, the relationships, whatever. Forgetting part is so natural. When I get into that perfect being, that state of mind, that feeling, as long as I hold on to that feeling, as long as I enjoy that experience, the taste of it, the rest of the things are automatically forgotten. We don't have to labor to forget that, forget this, forget, take out things out of my mind. That's so natural and automatic. But all that I need to do is to be that. Hold on to that feeling. Because the spirituality is an experience. It's a feeling. And so it's very, very important for me to hold on to those feelings. One thing, people may not stay with you. They are there with you now, today, they may not be there with you tomorrow. Situations, circumstances, they are there, they will vanish. Things will change, days will change. All that I have is the feelings I create towards people, situations, circumstances. I have to live with the feelings all the time, in and out, 24 hours. You may not have to live with people, with situations, but you have to live with your feelings. Even in your deep sleep, you still live with your feelings. So it's very important that I create such feelings in myself that keeps me very happy, very nice, that nice feelings. I know knowledge in terms of information, lot of things. I repeat them very well. It's very easy as well. But the effort is to sustain those good feelings in my being. You see, many of us don't smile. Don't that happiness, you know, Baba says, bubble of happiness. You have to jump in happiness. There should be a sparkle on the face. You know, all those terminologies Baba use doesn't appear on the face. And many times Baba says that your face will serve the world. You will serve world through your face. Will this face serve the world? How? You don't have to speak, but your face will serve. Your face will do the service. How? Whatever the feelings I hold on inside for a long period of time, that shows on the face. And people can catch the vibrations. The feelings I have, people can take that. Like today Baba said, never cause sorrow to anyone. If we have to be seated on heart throne of God, never give sorrow to anyone. Well, I'm not giving sorrow to anyone. Before that, who will give sorrow to someone? Those who have sorrow will give sorrow. They are not at fault. If my pocket is full of maybe sweets, maybe chocolates, I would share with you the chocolates. If my pocket full of maybe thorns, maybe stones, maybe rubbish, all that I have is that. So that's what I'm going to share with you. So whatever I have, is that what I'm going to give? So what other people feel, you know, the vibrations they get. We all have aura, you know, around us. So whatever the feelings I have, is that is what is created around me. So it's very, very important for me to have, sustain the good feelings. And that is what the beginning of our journey. It's not that I create good feelings when I sit in meditation. I have good thoughts. I'm a soul. Everybody are good. All of Baba's children. Each child is a jewel. And blah, blah, blah. Everybody have their role to play. Okay. Now meditation finished, class finished, I get back to my work, go back to my lockets, my work, whatever. I begin to see the defects, I don't like this person, I hate that person hurt me, and this and that. So the feelings throughout the whole day, what I'm carrying, is that's my real self. So if I'm going to carry 22 hours all such, you know, negative or unwanted or unhappy feelings in myself, what am I going to share with others? Even consciously I'm not sharing, I'm not giving sorrow to someone, but it's so natural. People will not feel good about, you know, being around. And so it's so important that I have to heal my feelings, I have to take care of my inner feelings, to have that, you know, to take care that for a long period of time, as much for 24 hours, whole day, my feelings are good. Okay, when I came to Baba, I came to know I'm a soul. Om means I am a soul. Yeah? Now, cat is a soul, dog is a soul, elephant is a soul. I am a soul. What a big deal. Next step, Baba said, you're not just a soul, but you are a pure soul. What type of soul you are? Category of a soul, criteria of the soul. What is the quality of the soul? The quality of soul is very, very high. The Brahman are the ones who will become deities. So this, the quality of these souls, the Brahman souls, are the best in the whole pedestal. It's been placed in the highest in the pedestal. So what is the quality of the soul? What soul am I? The first thing I was said, I'm a peaceful soul. Yes? Purity, knowledge, love comes later. The first thing I was said is I am a peaceful soul. Yes? Yeah? First step? Is this a first step? Yeah? Okay. Now, can I ask you a question, if you don't mind? Can I? Because I ask this question to myself many times. The question is, maybe you're in knowledge for 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever the, you know, period of time I'm in knowledge. That's fine. Anyone less than a year here? How many of you are first timers? First timers? 1 year in knowledge? 2 years? Alright. 10 years? Anybody 10 years here? Okay. So that doesn't matter if I'm in 10 years in knowledge or 1 year in knowledge. The question. Ever since I received the knowledge, it's a wisdom, God's direct knowledge. I am a soul and I'm a peaceful soul. The very ingredient that soul has is peace. Soul is made of peace. You know? Okay. Ever since I received this knowledge, this little piece of knowledge, have I remained 1 day, 24 hours, complete peace? No matter what has happened in my life, damage, death, loss, insult, praise, good, bad, whatever would have happened, at least 1 full day, 24 hours, total peace, undisturbed state of mind. Have I had this for at least 1 day? Ever since I had this knowledge? How many of you have? 1 full day, at least 24 hours. No disturbance, mind has no disturbance. Nothing. I'm very, very peaceful. My sense organs are very calm, cool. No interruptions of my sanskaras. of other sanskaras, of nature, others karma, my own karma, nothing is disturbing me. I am a peaceful being, absolute undisturbed state of mind. Yes? That's what I believe is peace. This absence of noise here, no ways, no unnecessary. There are many things that disturb the peace of mind. I know I am a peaceful soul, but what are the aspects that disturb my peace? That doesn't allow, in spite of me knowing that I am a peaceful soul, peace is the ingredient which I am made of, but yet, a lot of disturbances inside there. You know, in Hindi it's called as, like there are two words they use, man, chit, mind, and we all have like, you know, in our mobiles or there is a chip, memory card. You know memory card? Memory chip? Chip is like a track, memory track. There are many memories, like I sit in meditation. I sit quiet. It's very interesting. Whenever I sit quietly, there are many memories that come into my mind. From chit, from the memory, it emerges into the mind. Memories of the past, memories of people, memories of what I have done, good or bad, memories of what people have done, memories of incidents, memories of so many things. So many things. Today Baba said one interesting thing. Even though you have no vices, you're totally, you know, have not done any vicious action in this birth, nothing, you're a very peaceful, pure soul, but still, you have to make an effort to remember Baba, because in this birth, I haven't done anything bad, no sins, everything's clean, but what about my past? If you haven't paid 1 month bills, you know, bills, you have many bills, your telephone bill, your whatever bills you have at home, if you haven't paid 1 month bills, how many bills would you accumulate? How many bills you have to pay? Maybe 10, 20? If you haven't paid bills for 1 year, how many bills you have on your table? For 1 year, you haven't paid any bills. You know, you couldn't pay them. You couldn't clear the bills. So 1 year bills on your table to clear? How many bills? Okay. You have bills of 10 years. You haven't paid, cleared your bills for 10 years. So how many bills you have on your table? You haven't paid a bill for one birth. How many bills would you have? So Baba says, we haven't cleared the bills of 63 births. So how many bills we have? How many bills? You see? Can you imagine how many bills? When will we be able to clear them all? Is it possible? In one birth, many years gone, little short of time, and we don't know what time, when, where, how we will leave this body. So we have very short time, and I have a bills of 63 births accumulated right on the table. How will I be able to clear them? One by one by one. I don't know how many births I have to take to clear them out. So the very easy method, Baba says, burn them. Just like that, burn them. You don't have to clear. We are exempted. Yeah? So now you have all of them right in the front. Just burn them away. Clearing each bill is easy, or burning them all at a time is easy? Which is easy? Baba being our friend, our beloved, our father, our teacher, he's teaching us such an easy method to clear all those bills. And the way to clear them is to just burn them all. Now to burn them all, we need to create that fire. It's not that just matchstick I take and put a fire in. I have to create that matchstick of determination. I have to create that fire within my being so that all the bills of 63 births every day, each day, I meet a person. What am I giving? What am I taking? It's a karma we have been having for so long, birth after birth. And to create that fire is all what our journey is. If you have to cook maybe noodles, maybe for 100 people, a big pot of noodles, and you just light a candle, when will the noodles be cooked? And it's a heavy pot. So I have fire, but what is the intensity of the fire? Candle is fire, big fire is a fire as well. And if I just light a candle and a big pot is put on that, how long it will take to cook? Noodles, still easy. If you have to put rice, maybe if you have to cook khichdi, put some dal and rice, it'll take longer. If you have to cook vegetables, it takes longer. Create that fire inside to an extent that it start boiling. The water should boil to cook whatever you put in, noodles or rice or whatever you put in that. So the journey from what I know, the small piece of information as knowledge, as wisdom, has to be made so intense that it creates fire so that all my 63 births bills are cleared in a short while. And the beginning of it is I have to make my being so peaceful, unaffected, uninfluenced, undisturbed. Every little thing is influencing me. Atmosphere influences, people influence, their good, bad influence. My own sanskara influence my state of mind. My past karmas influence me. My behavior influence me. There are many things that influence me. And so that doesn't allow me to be in that undisturbed, absolute, sweet, peaceful state of mind. It's like a crystal clear bowl of pure water. It's so clean. So clean, so peaceful. But that is no more a pure water. It's no more crystal clean. There's something that is, a little stone, a pebble is dropped. You see the ripples, sometimes waves. So there's no peace in here. And we used to stay in this state of peaceless mind, and so peaceless state has become our natural state. You know, many people I have seen, they make themselves too busy in physically, too busy, because they can't sit quiet. If you have nothing at all to do, you have no position, you have no designation in terms of like you are in charge of this service, you're in charge of whatever. You're not given, you're not assigned anything, any duty. You are just, nobody recognizes you, nobody knows you. What are you going to do? Nobody is there to praise you. You're just by yourself. Will my mind be peaceful? Just imagine what dadis or seniors 14 years would have done in the beginning. That's what they had in the beginning. No service, nothing, no public, you know, applause, no praise. Nobody knew what Brahma Kumaris, the word Brahma Kumaris never existed. It was just Om Mandali. And in 14 years, what did they do? Just within the building. They never even went out of the gate. So 14 years, what they did. That's the real self. Now, we are much into the physical activities, which is very important. This service, other things, we are earning blessings through the service. That's the easy means, you know, method to earn blessings. But that's not going to create our stage. That's not going to burn the sins, clear all the bills in here. So, you know, when just to sit quiet, you have nothing to do, just sit quiet. Am I really able to sit quiet? Quiet, I mean to say peaceful. Mind is peaceful. You're not comparing with anybody. You know, many times Baba says, no lust, no anger, no jealousy, no greed, no attachment, no ego. Peaceful. You see? Any of these things influences me, I'm not in the state of that peace. I come and I go. I come and I go. I come. It's not that we haven't experienced peace. We have experienced, definitely. We all have experienced that deep peace at one point in time or another. But we haven't be able to sustain that for a long time. One, say for example, for half an hour, if you really have that a very peaceful, that sweet silence, like being myself at home, that gives me the strength maybe for long, many, many hours, for whole day, maybe for a couple of days. If I'm in that deep peace of state of mind. We do come into this state, which is my real home, where I don't have to impress someone. Yeah, I don't have to show myself that I am so and so. It's just, you know, I take off all that shows, all that masks that I put around me, put on me, and I'm just myself. I feel so comfortable, I feel so nice, I feel myself, so natural. and so comfortable feeling inside, because that's what I am. So the thing is, I need to continue to have this state of mind all the time. That's what is effort. Well, that's what I feel. Because when I come into action, maybe when I come in service, interacting with people, whatever, then I lose that state of being, that perfect, deep state of peace, what I am really, in my true sense. So, holding on to that feeling of peace, because it's all these words are nothing but feelings, isn't it? Love, peace, bliss, happiness. It's feeling. It's just not a word. It's not a terminology. It's just not a thought. But it's a feeling. It's an experience. I may be able to describe about happiness and all that, but to be that, excuse me, that feeling inside, it's, you know, it doesn't have any description. It doesn't have any word to describe, to put into. What is that inner, real, independent state of happiness? That state of bliss. To experience that unconditional love from God, which is so, so, so filling, which heals all that I have in all the hurt, bitterness, you know, the pain that I've been carrying within my being for so long will be healed. You see? And so it's so important to clear the memory track, clear the mind from all that unwanted, unnecessary things. Actually, any memory is imprinted in the soul, in the track. When any information I hear, and I just let it go, it's not going to make a memory. If any information, I use it, I repeat it, I use it in words, in actions, in my thoughts, I use many number of times, that lives a memory. If I don't use it, it doesn't stay in my mind. There are many things I hear and I forget. I wouldn't even remember. Because I haven't used it. I haven't repeated it. So anything that I have in my mind deep down, in the form of memory, memory could be hurt, memory could be of pain, memory could be of happiness, could be of loss, whatever the memories I have, you know, that just comes in, just pops in, they have to be resolved. It means I need to create a new memory of what Baba says. And that memory is not hedges when I just listen and I forget, I leave it. When I don't use it over and over again, it doesn't become a memory there. Like say for example, we heard this morning, almost four pages of Murali, yeah? Out of four pages, we remember 4, 5, 6, 10 points from the Murali, yeah? Yes? How many of us remember the whole Murali, entire Murali? Everything. Line by line. Soul has so much power. Mind has so much power that it can remember everything. Everything. Once Brother Jagdish was, you know, was saying, soul has so much power, it can see all the 84 births like a film, reel, like a movie. Everything should be so clear. It should be so clear here that I can see everything, everything. Whatever Baba says, like your future, Baba says you are going to become a deity. Don't you remember, children? So remember. It just not remember through my mind, through the eye of my mind, I should be able to see like a film. I could see. But now nothing is visible. Baba is trying to remind us, remember you are this, remember you are this. I can't remember. Because the memory, you know, the soul has become so powerless, the clarity is, it's not clear, crystal clear anymore, and so I can't see. Even though I listen, it doesn't appear in my vision. I can't see it. But every soul has the power to see his own journey. Journey from the scratch till now, till date. It can see, but we can't see. We don't even remember, what's today? What day is today? What day is today? Oh, we had Bhog this morning, yeah? So today is Thursday. What were you doing last Thursday at 6 o'clock evening? If it's your routine, of course you remember. What? If it is anything specific, you remember. What you ate last Thursday for your breakfast. If it's a routine thing, every Thursday you will have the same breakfast, then it's easy to remember. So, it's just 1 week ago, 10 days ago, 1 month ago, many things we forget. We don't even remember the same when I was 10 years old. When I was 8 years old, I hardly remember things. So we don't remember. We don't remember. Memory. Meditation. What interferes in that clear consciousness of I am a peaceful being is the memory. I need to create the memory. And this pure memory, the spiritual memory should be so strong that all that impure memories, unwanted things, thinking too much about one issue, unwanted issue, negligible issue, the speed will reduce. It will reduce, and mind will become peaceful. Even while we meditate, we have been meditating for so many years. But even now, as I sit down to meditate, my mind should take off. It shouldn't take time. But we are still taking time, isn't it? It takes time to settle down, takes time to come back, you know, thoughts together, takes time to detach from the body. I tell myself, I am a soul, I am a peaceful being, detached from the body. I begin my... See? And sometimes through this process, many things I remember. Oh, I should tell her something, you know, there's a message for that sister. I don't know, where should I find her? Okay, not now. I am meditating. Forget now. Come back. I am a soul, peaceful being, detached from the body. I am. I remember something else. Oh, that one, and this one, and that one, and then I come back. This goes on and on. Where do I sit down for complete half an hour? No disturbance. No other memories. All that you've forgotten will be remembered when you remember, sit in Baba's remembrance. Except Baba, we remember all other things. Baba in between, come and go, come and go. Sometimes people who hurt us are very much remembered. The pain. I see many faces, many colors, many pictures appear in front of me, and Baba disappears. Yeah? Baba says the type of yoga children should have should be unadulterated. Yes? In Hindi, it's a very strong word. Avyabhichari, Vyabhichari, there are two words Baba uses. So much of adulteration. One point of light, I'm a soul, point of light. So many other things, pictures, faces, colors come in front of me. I'm not able to hold on that vision and that memory, that feeling, that taste throughout maybe half an hour, 1 hour I'm sitting. I'm not able to hold on to that throughout that 1 hour. It just comes and goes. So we are not able to enjoy the joy. You know, Baba talks about super sensuous joy. The joy is not felt, is not experienced. Many times we feel sleepy, we begin to see the watch. Why? It's not, you know, it's 1 hour. Yoga bhati for 2 hours. 2 hours, my goodness, 2 hours. It's just half an hour gone. Hour and a half more to go. 1 hour gone. 1 hour to go. So many times we don't know the time is not going. Because I'm not enjoying the joy, the feeling of joy is not experienced. I'm sitting quiet, but inside me many things are happening. A lot of activity is happening inside. Though I'm sitting physically very quiet. But I should sit quiet here. So undisturbed, lost, gone. I don't know how 2 hours gone. It's gone. That experience, that joy, that feeling, the continuity of holding on to that good feeling, that peaceful feeling, that joyful feeling, is a bit difficult. So that's what we have to be, because this is our the first lesson, and this is our last lesson. I am a soul, peaceful being. There are many challenges through the journey, but whether I'm going to pass in that situation, or I don't pass in that situation, depends on what is the thought, the feeling I'm holding on to during that situation. If I am a soul, peaceful being, even in that situation, I pass. I am a soul, I forget, I'm a peaceful soul, totally forgotten. Situation is there, and the situation overpowers me. It influences me completely. I am under control of the situation. Then I lose. So whether I am soul conscious or not determines whether I pass in the test or I don't. Otherwise, we all have to go through many test papers. according to each one's karma, each one's story. We all have to go through many tests and we have to pass. But whether I'm passing or not depends upon what's my feeling I hold, the thought I hold, the consciousness I hold in that point in time. Om Shanti.